you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Colossians.
我们首先翻到哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 3, and we'll read the first four verses.
哥罗西书第三章前四节。
I'm going to read from the New American Standard Version.
我的是新美国版本。
Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
第三章一到四节，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
And then if you skip down to verse 16, we'll read just the first part of it.
我们在后面的十六节的前半部分。
It says, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you.
这里说当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里。
And if you turn to John chapter 1,
我们再翻到约翰福音第一章。
And we'll read the first five verses.
前五节。
The Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 1.
约翰福音第一章第一到五节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by him, and apart from him nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的。凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
And then if you jump to verse 14, it says,And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音一章的第十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the last portion of scripture I want us to consider this morning is from Revelation.
最后一处我们要读的圣经是在启示录。
Revelation chapter 1.
第一章。
And we'll read the first three verses.
前三节。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his bondservants, the things which must shortly take place.And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
The Lord's recently beenimpressing upon my heart the importance of his word.
主最近在我心中呢放下一个对他话语的这个样的一个重视。
The words of Paul as he writes to the Colossians tells us that we have a new life, a risen life.
保罗在刚才我们读的哥罗西书中讲到我们有一个复活的生命。
And he talks about how we are lifted up, and we have to keep our mind and set our hearts on things above.
保罗提到我们已经复活，所以我们应该思念天上的事。
And I think the way we do this is what we read in verse 16. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you.
我们要做到这一点，就是像刚才我们所读到的哥罗西书中说，我们要使基督的道理丰丰富富地存在我们心里。
And I think when we keep our eyes and our hearts set upon his word, then very naturally we will set our mind on things above.
当我们的眼目和我们的心注注在神的话语的时候，我们也就注注在天上的事情上。
And then Revelation also tells us here that we are blessed.
在启示录中这里也提到我们是蒙福的。
We're blessed if we read God's word and we heed his word.
这里讲到有福的是那些听见又遵守神话的。
And this also causes us to set our mind on things above.
这也使我们的心可以固住住天上的事。
So first, what is God's word?
首先，什么是神的话？
Or more accurately, perhaps we should ask the question, who is God's word?
或者是更准确地说，到底神的话是谁？
And John gives us a clue of this in his gospel.
约翰在他的约翰福音中给我们一个好的定义。
And it says in John 1:1, In the beginning was the Word.
在约翰福音第一章第一节说，太初有道。
Kind of an interesting phrase.
非常有意思的这样的提法。
And then, kind of more interesting, he says, And the Word was with God.
更有趣的是他说，道与神同在。
So this Word certainly seems to take on the form of a person.
这个道好像是有位格。
And then in the third phrase, it tells us that the word was God.
第三个讲的就是道就是神。
And it talks about how this word was in the beginning with God.
讲到这个道就从太初就与神同在。
And this word is of course referring to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个道就是指的我们的主耶稣基督。
And this becomes more obvious when we read in verse 14 when John writes, The Word became flesh and dwelt among men.
当我们读到14节的时候就非常明白，就说到道成的肉身住在我们中间。
So our Lord Jesus is the Word of God. But what does this mean?
所以我们的主耶稣基督就是我们神的话。
And how does our Lord Jesus become synonymous with the word of God.
为什么主耶稣基督就和神的话是同义词？
And we know that the Bible is the word of God.
我们知道圣经是神的话。
And we also know that the Bible reveals to us the person of our Lord Jesus.
我们也知道圣经是启示神儿子耶稣基督。
We know that God's eternal purpose is encompassed by his Son, our Lord Jesus.
神永远的旨意都是在耶稣基督神儿子身上体现。
And it's through this book that our God reveals to us who his son is.
通过这卷圣经，神向我们开启他自己的儿子。
And so the Lord's been impressing upon me the importance of God's word.
所以神就给我，主就给我一个对他话语的一个重视。
And I wanted to share with you this morning five things that the Lord has been showing me.
我想给弟兄姊妹分享五件神给我的这样的一个启示。
And as a caveat, like I shared last time, these are things that I'm still learning.
那我一个注解就是我也是在其中还是在学习当中。
It's certainly not anything that I've attained, but by God's grace, perhaps someday.
我没有达到完全，但是呢，相信每一天我们都可以更加接近。
And some of these things, hopefully, we can learn together as the body of Christ.
我们这一些事情都可以，我们借着在基督身体中一同的学习。
Because I think that's why He puts us in His body to learn some of these lessons that we might not be able to learn on our own.
我相信神把我们摆在一起，作为他的身体，是让我们在一同的学习，一同的长进。
Something I wanted to share with you initially, and this is point number one, is that his word is living.
第一点我想分享就是他的话是活的。
Now, I don't know if your Bibles have this, but my Bible has a preface or a foreword to it.
我的圣经不知道你们大家有没有，我的圣经有一个引言。
This preface to the New American Standard Bible.
它有一个引言讲到这卷圣经的版本。
And I found it curious that the editors and the publishers chose to add something in front of Genesis chapter 1.
我非常稀奇哈，有人竟然在创世纪之前加了一个引言。
And to me, this seems perhaps, you know, it's very gutsy, but it seems almost a little bit dangerous.
我觉得他们太有勇气了哈，实在有点危险，写话在创世纪之前。
And I think a lot of Bibles don't have such a preface, but I actually read mine recently.
我相信有很多的版本没有这个引言，但是呢，我这个版本呢，最近我读的是有这个引言。
And I was curious what these editors and translators and publishers had to say, you know, before God's, you know, God's word comes into play.
我好奇他这些装订圣经的，他到底在这个神说法之前要说什么？
Because certainly we're instructed not to add or to take away from God's word.
因为圣经中讲的，我们不可以在神的话之外添加或者删去什么。
What's interesting is that the publisher put a verse, at least in my Bible, in the preface.
我这个版本呢，他就加了一句神的话在他的引言中。
And it quotes Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8.
是讲到以赛亚书第四十节的第四十章的第八节。
I think it's a word we're all familiar with. It says, "The grass withers, the flower fades." But the word of our God stands forever.
这里是讲到四十章第八节的草必枯干，花必凋谢凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
And then in this preface, they write that the word of God speaks fresh and new to every generation.
他在引言中呢就讲到神的话是对每一个时代的人都有新鲜的供应。
And I think it's the hope of the publisher that the word of God is living to every person who reads it.
所以这就是这个所出版圣经的人他的心愿，就是让神的话成为活的话。
And so even though I thought it was a little scary for them to add words in front of Genesis, I think it was somewhat appropriate.
虽然我起初是担心哈，觉得比较可怕，在神话之前要加一些，但是呢，我觉得这还是合适的。
And we know that the words in this book do not become outdated.
我们知道神的话是永远不会过期的。
They are new and fresh to every generation.
它是对每一个时代的人都是非常的及时的。
It's been read by the children of God for over 2,000 years now.
这卷书呢，被神的儿女已经读了至少超过2,000年。
And we know that these words are eternal.
这些话是永远的。
Because they speak of his son, and God himself is timeless and eternal.
因为他讲到神的儿子神自己也是永远的，没有时间限制。
We know that our Lord Jesus himself said in Matthew, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away."
因为我们的主自己在马太福音也讲天地都要废去，神的话一点一划都不能废去。
And so, as concerns his word is living, we actually know this to be true by our experience.
我们知道神的话是活泼新鲜的，我们自己有这样的经验。
You know, when the word was first preached to us before we knew him,
我们在不认识神之前呢，这个话就临到我们，向我们传福音。
Well, you know, our spirit became alive.
那我们的灵就苏醒过来。
You know, it wasn't just words on a page that penetrated our hearts.
不是字面上的这字进到我们的里面。
His words are living and it is life transforming.
他的话是活的，是可以改变人生命的。
And when we become young believers,
当我们成为年轻的基督徒的时候，
we find it peculiar that in our modern world,that God's word still has an application.
我们就非常稀奇哈，神的话在我们现代的世代仍然有效。
You know, I think a lot of us have experienced the words of perhaps Psalm 23.
我们很多人都经历了神的话，比方说是诗篇二十三篇。
Certainly in my life that's true.
在我的生命中确实是这样。
You know, when I'm feeling tired or stressed or burdened by school or by work.
当我在这个在工作中在学校中啊觉得非常疲惫的时候
These words, the Lord is my shepherd, you know, they're no longer just words written on a page, they become real to you.
啊这些话像诗篇二十三篇神耶和华是我的牧者就成为我的帮助。
His words become living and inspirational to us.
这些话就成为活的成为我们的真实的经历。
And I know in my life there are countless examples of this.
在我的生命中有无数的这样的例子。
Particularly, I think last time I shared about how the Lord is our rest.
特别是像我上次交通道的，我们的主成为我们的安息。
I think I shared about some of the complications my wife and I had when she was pregnant with actually both of our daughters.
我也讲到我的太太在怀我两个女儿的时候所经历的一些的难处
particularly my second daughter who when my wife was pregnant with her had to be hospitalized for almost 2.5 months
特别是我小女儿当我太太怀她的时候呢有两个半月的时间是在医院里面
and we had just moved to New York City and I was trying to raise my older daughter who was only 3 at the time on my own
那个时候我们刚到纽约市啊，我的大女儿也只有三岁啊，是一个非常困难的时期。
And it was kind of a stressful time because we were far away from our families.
非常的觉得很难，有很大的难处，因为我和我们的家人在西岸的是分开的。
And it was at that time the Lord gave me these words in John that said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
那个时候呢，神的话在约翰福音就临到我，是讲到我们在这个世上会有苦难，但是在我们的耶稣基督里，我们有平安。
And some of you may know that this verse has been put into song.
这个我们知道这首的这个字啊，这在圣经的话呢，已经有歌曲啊。
And I know that it was during this time when I was going through, or our family was going through these challenges that his words became so real to me.
就在那个时候，我们经历这些难处的时候，神的这些话就成为非常的新鲜的。
His words were no longer just ink printed on paper, they became living and real.
他不再，这些话不再是字面上印在字上，印在书上的，而是成为我们新鲜活泼的工具。
And I'm sure many of you have such examples in your life.
我相信大家也有同样的很多的经历，这样的。
You know, we can't even really explain it, but these words become alive to us.
我们有时候没办法解释，但是这些话就成为活泼新鲜的。
And the second point is that his word is truth.
第二点就是讲到他的话是真理。
His word is living and his word is truth.
他的话是活泼的，是新鲜的，也是真理。
You know, in this world, we're told many lies.
在这个世界中，我们有很多的谎言。
Many things that aren't true, particularly by society.
很多在这个社会上的事情都不是真实的。
And these lies may cause particularly young Christians to stumble in their walk with the Lord.
这些谎言常常是一些非常年幼的基督徒绊倒。
But I believe that man inherently is seeking after the truth. I think this is a character that God has placed within us, this seeking after truth.
我相信神把一个寻求真理的这样的一个里面的一个寻求放在每一个人的身上。
But I think man's attempts to attain the truth are in vain.
我们的人呢，确实靠自己是没有办法能够达到。
And I say this because we try to attain truth by using man's standard to determine the truth.
我们常常用我们人的标准来定义真理。
And truth is something that is absolute, and so man's standards change over time.
真理是绝对的，但是 人的标准是常常改变的。
And so I think we need to remember that we need to use God's standard.
我们应该记得用神的标准。
And this is God's standard, His word.
神的话，圣经就是他的这样的标准。
So how is God's word the truth? And I have two characteristics that I want to share with you.
如何神的话就成为真理呢？我有两点。
God's word is truth, first of all, because it is not debatable.
神的话是真理，就是讲到神的话是不容争辩的。
Because these words are inspired and written by a perfect being who is the Holy Spirit.
因为这些话呢，是圣灵这样一个非常完美的这个位格的来启示给人的。
This is not man's opinion.
这不是人的意见。
Even though we see in some of Paul's writings, he puts in what seemingly his opinion, but these are God's words.
虽然有时候我们读像读保罗的时候，我们他会有一些似乎看来是他的意见，但是呢，这些话都是神开神启示的。
You know, a few years ago, I think when Obama was coming up for his second term.
几年前，当奥巴马总统要竞选第二任的时候
，and I think people weren't entirely happy with him, but weren't really happy with the Republican candidate either.
人们对他并不是完全满意，但是呢，对他的竞争对手更不满意。
And they weren't really, you know, happy with any of the candidates.
他们也对其他的所有的这样的竞选的对手都没有满意。
So I think CNN took a poll of what.People's favorite presidents were.
这个有一个电台叫 CNN 呢，他就开始来调研整个的公众的意见。
And of course, it's debatable who people thought were the best president. It ended up being Lincoln. Right? Lincoln was people's favorite president by actually a good percentage.
那个调研就是最后呢，就请大家选最好的总统，最后呢，林肯当选。
But You know, Lincoln as the best president, this is man's opinion only, right?
林肯是人认为最好的这样的一个总统。
This isn't necessarily the truth.
不见得是真理。
You know, it's debatable, something that is debatable.
是可以争论的，你我可以讨论。
And in contrast, God's word is not something that is debatable.
与此相反，神的话不是我们可以争论、争辩。
No, it is absolute authority.
是完全的有他的权柄。
And I think that's why it's a little bit dangerous to use commentaries.
这就是为什么写这些圣经的注解是有一点的危险。
It's almost best to be taught by the original author of these words, which is the Holy Spirit.
因为最好是从这个圣经的直接的作者，也就是圣灵来学到圣经。
And so, you know, when I was younger and I was asked to share, I would like to read commentaries.
当我在年轻的时候，大家让我分享的时候，我常常喜欢读一些注解。
And I think, you know, not that there's anything necessarily wrong with commentaries, but sometimes, particularly for young people,if we're lazy, we'll read commentaries.
不见得读注解本身有什么错误，但是呢，因为我们年轻的时候常常比较懒惰啊，愿意读这些，直接读一些注解。
And in fact, some of these commentaries are written by some very God-fearing people and Spirit-inspired people.
实际上，这些注解有很多是一些非常敬畏神、被神所用的，他们所写的。
But if out of our laziness, we're not willing to pray and ask the Lord for that new revelation.
但是呢，因为我们有时候常常懒惰，所以我们不是在神面前寻求祷告，来从神得到新的启示。
Or not a new fresh revelation.
不是一个新鲜的被神更新的一个启示。
Then I think reading commentaries can be a little bit dangerous.
所以从这个意义上呢，读这些注解是有一点的危险。
And so I think it's best to be taught by the original author.
我相信
the Holy Spirit.
我相信最好的老师就是写圣经的第一作者就是圣灵。
And I think as I've gotten older, I've learned this lesson.
当我在成长的时候，我就学到这个功课。
And it's important to spend a lot of time in prayer.
就是我们要多花时间来祷告。
So the first thing is that God's word is not debatable, but the second thing is that it is constant.
第一点就是神的话不能够让我们来争辩的。 第二个就是神的话是不变的。
And as I mentioned, it's unchanging and it's eternal.
是不改变的，是永远的。
Just as God is from everlasting to everlasting, so are His words.
正像神是从永远到永远，他的话也是如此。
His words are always applicable.
他的话是永远是有功效的。From
every generation.
是每一个世代。
And this is partly, I think, also why God's word is the truth.
这也是为什么神的话是真理的原因。
His word is truth because it surpasses time and it surpasses society.
因为他的话是真理呢，是因为他的话是穿越时间和这个社会。
And you know, because not everything stands the test of time.
不是什么事情都可以经得起时间的考验。
And I'll give you an example of this.
我有一个例子。
So my wife and I own a Prius. A Toyota Prius.
我和我太太呢有一个用过的一个旧车。
A Toyota Prius.
是那个有一个车型叫
hybrid car.
是一个可以用风速或者加。
That's okay.
是一个新型的车。
So we were living in San Francisco at the time, and everyone, you know, it's a very green city, and everyone drove a Prius, so we were kind of pressured into buying one as well.
那时候我们住在三藩市那边呢，非常注重环境保护，所以我们就有压力的就买了这个非常对环境非常有保护的车型。And
so, so we. You know, and because gas prices were so high, we thought buying a Prius would be both fuel efficient and financially, you know, better for us.
而且那个时候呢，实在是油价非常高，所以我们觉得这样买这样的新型的车呢，可以省油，所以非常经济划算。
And this was in, I think, 2007, so about. Six or seven years ago, and at the time, the Prius was the most fuel efficient car on the market.
那时候大概是2007年啊，六七年之前，那个时候我买的这个车型呢是最省油的。And
so at that time, that was the truth. The Prius was the most fuel efficient car.
在那个时候呢，我所买的这个车型是最省油的，那是一个像是很有真理的意味。But
what about 20 years before then?
20年之前呢?
That wasn't a true statement, right? Because the Prius didn't even exist.
那就不是真实的话，因为那个时候还没有存在这样的车型。And
then what about 20 years into the future? Will this statement be true?
那在20年以后呢，会不会仍然是真实的？
And we know that in fact it already isn't true, right? Now there are, I think, purely electrical cars.
我们知道现在就已经不真实了，因为现在有专门就用电来供应的车。And
so in 2007, when I bought that car, the statement is true that the Prius was the most fuel efficient.
在2007年我买的时候，我的这个车型是最省油的，是真实的。However,
even today, that is no longer the truth.
但是今天就已经不对了。And
so thus, this is not absolute truth.
所以这个呢就不是一个绝对的真理。
And you know, the same is true for the tallest building.
就也是同样的最高的这样的建筑。
It seems like every few years, you know, a new building comes up that's taller.
有时候过几年呢，就有一个更高的建筑比前一个建筑更高。
And then, you know, our measurement or the truth of whatever is tallest changes.
所以我们关于最高建筑物的这样的一个定论就要改变。
And then also the fastest computer or the best athlete, all these things change over time.
最快的电脑或者是最好的运动员，这些都会要随着时间改变。
So time changes our definitions and our standards.
时间可以改变我们的定义和我们的标准。
But only God's word stands the test of time.
但是只有神的话可以经历时间的考验。
It's equally applicable in every generation for 2,000 years now.
是两千多年来每一个时代这神的话都是可以经得起考验。
Not only in every generation, but in every culture.
不仅是在每一个的时代，而且是每一个的文化层次。
And to me, this is when you really think about it, it's really remarkable.
这实在是当我们想的时候，实在是非常的稀奇啊。
That the word of our Lord can stand the test of time and culture. There are no boundaries.
神的话可以经历时间、文化，没有限制。
And that I think is why the word of God is truth.
这就是为什么神的话是真理。
And yet, it's kind of interesting, when we talk about man's standard and God's word, how different they are.
我们讲到神的话和人的标准的时候是非常有意思。
Seems like the word of God is so contrary to conventional wisdom.
因为神的话呢是和我们自己的一些的经验和一些的是相背道而驰。
For example, when we examine the passages from the Sermon on the Mount.
当我们来读到这个登山宝训的时候
，You know, from the world's perspective, a lot of the words of our Lord Jesus don't make any sense.
因为从世界的观点，这些话好像不是非常的有意义。
Because love your enemies, you know, why would you do such a thing?
我们顶上讲到我们要爱我们的仇敌啊，这是好像对我们来说没有意义。
Or go the second mile, or turn the other cheek. You know, why would you do such things? In
我们走二里路啊，我们要别人打我们左脸，我们把右脸也给他打，好像对我们来说没有意义。
It seems like the word of God is so contrary to common sense, right? If someone strikes you on one cheek, you know, you want to defend yourself. Why would you turn the other cheek?
所以神的话和我们的日常的我们的经验是背道而驰的啊！当别人打我们左脸的时候，我们天然的反应就是要回击。
And so, you know, we need to recognize, I think, that only when we have spiritual eyes, then we can see the truth found in the Bible.
所以我们意识到我们里面的眼睛必须要打开，才能够来认识神的话。
If we use human eyes or worldly eyes, you know, these words don't make sense.
我们要是用我们自己人的聪明智慧就没有办法明白。
And I think the greatest lie that is found in this world,
在这个世上最大的一个谎言
is that we have to be independent.
我们要独立。
In all worldly matters, it seems like it's not good to be dependent on others. When we're independent, then we've quote unquote made it.
在这个世界上的标准来说，我们不应该依靠别的。若是我们能独立啊，我们就好像啊成功了。
And you know, Adam and Eve believed that lie, instead of God's word.
亚当夏娃呢就相信了这个谎言啊，而没有依靠神的话。
And I think even today, us as descendants of Adam and Eve, we still want to believe in that lie that we need to be independent from God.
甚至今天我们作为亚当的后裔，我们仍然愿意相信我们要独立于神。
But what is the truth in his word?
在神的话中他的真理是什么？
His word tells us that we're never truly independent.
神的话讲到我们永远也不能成为真正独立的。
You know, Romans chapter 6 tells us that we will always be slaves.
罗马书第六章讲到我们一定是要受制于什么事情。
It says we're either slaves to sin or we're slaves to God unto righteousness. There isn't a third option.
我们要么是在罪的权下做奴仆，要么是在神的权下。
And I think this is something that's very hard to accept for the world.
在这个世界上没有办法接受这样的观点。
You know, the world and our society can't accept this because slavery is such a bad term.
在这个世上，在我们的文化或者是这个世上的结构上，我们很难相信这样，因为我们反对奴隶制。
And so I think we refuse the truth because of that.
我们就 不愿意接受这样的真理。
But that's just it. It doesn't matter how much we want to refuse the truth. The truth is still truth.
不管我们怎样拒绝真理，真理仍然是真理。
And this truth is absolute.
这个真理就是绝对的。
And so I think the sooner we come to full knowledge of Romans chapter 6, you know, the sooner we'll realize that it's actually an honor and a privilege to be a servant of God.
咱们越早地认识到罗马书第六章所讲的，我们就越能够觉得我们有这样的身份，能够成为神的仆人是非常有幸。
And this is where true freedom lies. When you're a slave of God, that is a very high calling.
当我们成为神的仆人，我们是也得到神这样高的呼召。
And so, the third point is that His word is grace.
第三点就是神的话也是恩典。
You know, when we first come to know Him as a new believer,
当我们起初开始认识主成为新的神的儿女的时候
，I think in most of our experiences we are saved. We recognize that we are sinners and we're saved by His grace.
我们那时候就知道我们是罪人，因为他的恩典我们得救。
And it's a humbling experience.To know that you can't save yourself and you have no other way.
我们能够认识到我们没有办法救自己是一个非常谦卑的一个经历。
We recognize our sin and our fallen nature.
我们就认识到我们自己是有罪的这样的本性天性。
And then we realize that the Lord lowered and stooped down to our level in order to save us.
我们就想到我们的主是降卑到了我们人的这样的一个层次来救我们。
And every time we break bread and take of the cup, it's a reminder of His saving grace.
每次我们来擘饼来喝杯的时候，我们就想到他救我们的恩典。
You know, none of us came to know the Lord through our pride.
不是我们没有一个人是借着我们自己的这样的骄傲能够来到神面前。
Because I think the Lord rejects the proud and He looks upon those who are humble and lowly.
因为神不接受这些高傲的人，而是接受那些谦卑来到他面前的人。
And like the hymns we sing, it's grace and grace and grace.
像我们所唱的这些诗歌是恩典加恩典加恩典。
I think throughout eternity we'll sing of God's grace.
甚至到永世当中，我们一定仍然要唱神的恩典。
And we're reminded in the writings of John that this word became flesh and dwelt among men.
我们就被提醒在约翰福音道成了肉身来到我们中间。
And it was full of grace and truth.
充充满满的又恩典又真理。
You know, Jesus' words were always laced with truth, but contained grace.
神的话是一定是在真理中并且有这个恩典的。
And I think this is what separated him from the religious leaders at the time.
这就是使我们的主耶稣和其他的这些宗教的领袖有别的地方。
You know, these Pharisees could speak the truth and you better believe they could cite the law of Moses.
法利赛人可以引用圣经的话，可以引用摩西的律法。
But even though they spoke truth,Why is it that they couldn't touch the hearts of man like Jesus could?
那为什么他们虽然可以说神的话，但是呢，他就没有办法来使人的心得到震撼
？Now our Lord spoke the truth, but because it was seasoned with grace, it was very effective.
当我们的主说到神的真理的时候，它里面调和着恩典，所以它可以非常有效地进到人的心。
Because we know that truth is something that can hurt, that is very piercing, just like that saying, truth hurts.
因为真理是可以伤到人的，因为它可以能够进到我们的里面。
And because truth is an absolute and there isn't a gray area, it's very black and white.
因为真理是绝对的，也没有这些黑白混淆的地方。
And that's why I think words of truth have to be mingled with grace.
这就是为什么神的真理要和他的恩典连在一起。
And we're reminded that this word made flesh was full of grace and truth.
因为 这个道成了肉身，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
I think these two have to go hand in hand.
这个恩典和真理要一同的在一起。
You know, our Lord Jesus, as the Son of Man, was full of grace, full of compassion towards those he encountered.
主耶稣作为神的儿子，他对于他所传道的人，他是满有怜悯之心。
You know, one story that stands out to me is that story of the Lord and that woman who was caught in adultery.
在圣经中记载了一个故事，就是主和那个行淫的妇人的这样的故事。
And you'll remember, it's recorded in John chapter 8 that the Pharisees brought this woman before our Lord in order to test him.
在约翰福音第八章记载着，这些法利赛人带这个妇人来，是来试探耶稣。
The truth was that this woman had sinned, and her sin was deserving of death.
真理就是这个女人确实行淫，而且犯罪的，她是要按照律法要死。
And certainly these religious men were ready to cast judgment on her.
这些宗教的人要来打死这个女人。
But remember, what did Jesus do?
但是我们记得主怎么做的。
He had compassion on her.
他就怜悯爱这个女人。
And he showed her grace.
他用他的恩典。
Remember, he actually took those Pharisees to task and actually gave them the green light to stone her.
他就挑战这些法利赛人给他们让他们允许他们来打这个女人。
He took them to task. He said, "If any of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her."
他就挑战这些法利赛人说，若是你们当中哪一个没有罪，就可以投第一块石头。
And we all know what happened.
我们都知道什么发生了。
You know, those Pharisees, I'm sure, were convicted in their hearts.
这些法利赛人在心中就明白。
And they began to depart from the oldest to the youngest.
从老到小，他们就一个的离开。
And doesn't our Lord have the perfect way to deal with every situation?
是不是我们的主有一个非常完美的方法来从每一个的境地来？
He never went against the law that was established in Moses' time.
他不会反对这些摩西的律法。
He simply asked them a question.
我们的主就是用了一个简单的问题。
And you know, when the Lord Jesus was left with that woman,
当我们的主在那个时候独自留下的时候。
Rather than condemning her, he showed her grace.
不是来定罪这个女人，而是给她有恩典。
But he also instructed her to leave her life of sin.
他也让这个女人离开罪从今以后不再犯罪。
You know, this truth can oftentimes lead to immediate judgment.
这些的真理可以使我们带到我们马上就有审判。
And yet we see in our Lord Jesus this manifestation of both grace and truth.
但是我们看到我们的主所显示的是他的恩典和真理。
There has to be a balance of these two things.
这两个事情主就有很好的这样的平衡。
Especially when we are admonishing others.
当我们来警戒别人的时候。
Which sadly as human beings we like to do a lot.
非常悲哀的是我们常常愿意警戒别人。
And, you know, even as a father now, I find myself, needing to remind myself that I need to lace grace within truth, especially when I'm dealing with my disobedient daughters.
所以我作为一个两个女儿的父亲我也常常被提醒我怎么能够把我的这些对孩子的管教和恩典调和起来。
Because my speech can be stern and piercing and I have every right to tell them what the truth is when they misbehave.
因为我作为父亲我可以在纠正他的时候是应该说出真理来使这些不听话的孩子得到纠正。
And I can certainly be like the Pharisees, very ready to punish.
我可以像法利赛一样，非常预备好要惩罚他们。
But our Lord Jesus demonstrated grace.
但是我们的主却给我们看到恩典的一面。
But it wasn't grace alone. He also spoke the truth, right? He told her to leave, depart her life of sin.
主不是只是有恩典，他也告诉这个女人要离开罪啊，他也讲到真理。
You know, sometimes, when we're convicted that we are all sinners.
有时候我们当我们真知道我们是罪人的时候
，and we recognized, you know, the beam in our own eye, like it says in Matthew.
我们就意识到我们里面有梁木。
Then we're slow to pass judgment.
我们那个时候就不会这么愿意来定罪别人。
We no longer want to be the first to cast a stone.
我们就不再愿意做这个第一个投石头打别人的人。
So we have to recognize that His word is grace.
我们必须要知道他的话，他的话就是恩典。
And then the fourth point is that his word is life.
第四点就是说他的话是生命。
He is eternal life, and he has imparted this life to us.
他有永远的生命，他也把这个生命赏赐给我们。
And this life has to be sustained.
这个生命是要来持续的。
His word becomes food and sustenance for us.
他的话就成为生命的粮。
And just like we can't go very long without food and water, you know, spiritually we can't be sustained without His word.
像我们天然生命离开食物水就没有办法存活长久，我们的属灵的生命也是如此。
And I think those of us who have been believers for a long time, who have experienced both the ups and the downs, know this from our experience.
我们信主多年的，我们知道在主里面的起起伏伏，我们对这个是有很深的认识。
You know, the driest parts of my spiritual walk always coincided with my lack of hearing and heeding His word.
我在我的属灵的这样的干旱的季节，是常常是我没有来到神的话的面前。
When there are long periods where I don't read my Bible for whatever reason,
不管什么原因，我是有长期一段时间不读神的话的时候
，this always coincides with a spiritual wilderness.
总是和我们属灵里面的疲惫这个时间是一样的。
Kind of like that valley of dry bones that Ezekiel describes.
就像那个尸骨的这个在骨头的在以西结书中讲到这个尸骨的这个故事。
But then when the word of God comes in, it's like that river of living water that supplies life.
当神的话临到的时候，就像一个生命的河啊，能够复苏一切。
You know, a few years ago, I got a chance to visit Yale University.
几年以前，我去了耶鲁大学。
I was still living on the West Coast at the time, and in addition to interviewing for jobs here in New York, I was also considering a job at Yale.
那时候我还是在西岸居住啊，但是我来找工作的时候就到了耶鲁大学，可能有一个机会。
And as part of my recruitment trip, they showed me around campus.
在我那里竞争的时候，他就让我看到这个耶鲁大学周围的环境。
And on this campus, they had a museum as part of their library.
在他的校园当中有一个这样的博物馆就是他们。
And this museum was interesting because it was dedicated to rare books.
这个博物馆是用来收集非常少见的一些书籍。
And very rare books and manuscripts that were very old.
这少非常少见的书籍或者是手稿是非常多年以前的。
And what was kind of interesting was probably the highlight of that museum was they have a copy of the Gutenberg Bible.
那个里面的一个亮点就是它有一本的圣经一个特别版本的圣经。
This is one of the original Bibles that were first printed in Germany when the printing press was first invented.
这本书是在德国那时候刚开始有印刷的技术的时候第一本的圣经的。
And it's thought that there are about 180 of these Bibles that were printed, and there are only about 50 left today.
当时是印到180本现在差不多只有50本留下来。
And of those 50, most of them are not complete.
这五十本当中的大部分都不完全。
However, the one that is housed up in New Haven on Yale University, is very complete and it's actually in pretty good condition.
在耶鲁大学校园中那本收藏的圣经呢是非常好的这个情况。
And the first thing I was amazed by was you know, the age of that book, but also by how beautiful it was.
我非常对我非常大的震惊就是这个书非常的非常完全也非常好。
Every page was very articulate or very meticulously decorated.
每一页都是非常好的装饰在起来的。
And since the book was behind glass, it was in a glass case, you could only see two pages, right? Because it was sitting there.
因为它是在一个玻璃的柜子里面啊，所以我们只能看到两页的圣经。
But yet you could see how it could be considered a work of art.
但是你可以知道这个圣经像是一个艺术品一样。
And then the inscription on the plaque next to it said it was printed likely in 1455.
这个旁边那个注解呢就是写到它是1455年可能是那一年印刷出来的。
And I was thinking, wow, that's before Columbus even sailed and came to the New World.
我想哦那还是哥伦布发现新大陆之前印出来的。
This book sitting in this case was older than, you know, the building that housed it and older than the university, right?
这个在玻璃的里面的这本书比这个楼啊，比整个的大学都要古老。
I mean, this book was even older than our country.
甚至比我们这个国家都要古老。
And so, while I was fascinated by this Gutenberg Bible, the Lord prompted me and gave me some thoughts.
我就非常吃惊，非常稀奇啊，给我一些的想法。
And I thought to myself, was God's word intended to be locked behind glass?
我就想到神的话是不是应该放在一个柜子里
？Was God's word merely to be viewed by tourists and students？
神的话是不是神的圣经是不是就是让这些人来参观的呢
？And yet, sadly, it reminded me that this Gutenberg Bible that sat behind glass is somewhat analogous to how God's people treat His word today.
但非常悲哀的是这个圣经在这个柜子里就好像反映到我们这些基督徒对于神的话的态度。
A lot of God's people place God's word on the shelf and it collects dust.
很多的我们神的儿女呢就把圣经放在这个书架上。
Some of our Bibles may be just as rarely used as this Gutenberg Bible.
我们有些弟兄姊妹的圣经可能和那本书一样很少使用。
And then nowadays, many of us carry our Bibles on our phones or on our Kindles.
现在的时候呢，我们很多就把圣经呢存在我们的这些的电话上。
And I'm guilty of it. Like on this thing, I have like up to 10 translations.
在我的这个电脑我的这个手机上我们有十个版本的圣经。
And it's very convenient, right? You can just stick God's word in your pocket and carry 10 translations or more than that with you.
很非常方便我们可以有十个版本多更多的版本就在我们的手机里面。
And you'll find that the place where I meet, my wife and I meet in the city,it's all young people. Like after Dana and Julia, I'm the next oldest person there.
在我聚集的在城里面呢，我是聚会当中比较年长的啊。除了 Dana 弟兄，还另一个，我属于第三年长。
And when Dana, you know, begins preaching and says, "Let's turn in our Bibles," everyone reaches in their pocket and flips to the face.
对了，弟兄在聚会的时候就说我们一起翻到圣经啊，弟兄姊妹都拿出手机来开始翻圣经。
Phoebe, is this what you're using? No, she actually has a Bible. But I think, you know, I think within a generation, all the young people will be older and yet this will be our habit, right?
我们这个时代的我们常常就会用这个作为读圣经。
You know, things are kind of going...You know, less, there's less print, right? Even the news we read on our Kindles.
很多呢，我们就不再依赖这样印刷出来的，而是用很多可以电子来读的。
Could it be that in 50 years, no one carries one of these anymore?
可不可能五十年以后，大家就不再用这种
Bible? I'm not saying this is bad, but certainly, you know, it's a trend.
我不是说这是印出来圣经不好。而是说我们可以看到这个世界的一个潮流啊。
No, I'm not saying that. I meant to hold this up. I'm not saying that this is bad, but it's certainly a trend.
我不是说这个手机里面的圣经不好啊，但是呢，我们看到这个科技的潮流好像是倾向这个。
I'm not sure what my point was, but I think in either of these, you know, there's life contained in these words.
但不管哪一个方式啊，这神的话里面。都有生命。
And I think the point is that we need to read, whether it be with this or with our Kindles.
我的观点就是，不管是我们手机上的还是这个印出来的，我们要读神的话。
And I think that's a reminder to everyone, but especially myself.
这是对我、对大家，也是对我自己特别的一个提醒。
The last point is that His Word is power.
最后一点啊，神的话也是有能力的。
You know, a few weeks ago.Some of you may know Lance Lambert. He's this elderly brother from Israel. He came to our group and shared with us.
几周之前，我们Lance 弟兄，兰培德弟兄到我们当中来分享。
And he was encouraged. He knew his audience, 20 and 30 year olds, and he was encouraging us to read God's word.
他非常鼓励我们来读神的话。
But he encouraged us in particular to memorize God's word.
他特别鼓励我们要来。背记神的话
to place God's word on our heart so that it can be used at just the right time.
就是把神的话藏在我们的心中，当我们需要的时候就可以用。
And he gave an example of Watchman Nee, who in the last 20 years of his life, 20 years or so of his life, was imprisoned.
他给我们一个例子，就是尼弟兄的例子，他最后的二十多年是在监牢中。
And we know that he eventually died in prison.
他最后也死在监里。
And we know that during these latter 20 years, he had no access to the Bible.
在这二十年中呢，他就没有办法来有圣经。
Yet he had memorized the entire New Testament and a large portion of the Old Testament.
他把整个的新约都背下来，大部分很大部分的这个旧约也是如此。
So imagine how God could have continued to speak to our brother, even though he had no access to. The written word.
我们可以想象，虽然他没有圣经，但是他可以来到神的话的面前。
And imagine how much less the Holy Spirit would have been able to work in him had he not placed those words in his heart.
若是他没有记那么多圣经啊，神就很难来在他身上，在那个环境中做工。
You know, his freedom was taken away from him, but his captors couldn't take away these words of life found in his heart.
他的自由失去了，但是呢，这些夺取他自由的没有办法夺取他心中神的话。
And so, how is God's word power?
如何神的话是有能力的
？We certainly know that by His spoken word, the heavens and the earth were created.
我们知道呢，神是借着他的话来创造天地。
Now that's some kind of authority.
这实在是有能力，有权柄。
And in John chapter 1, it tells us that.In the beginning was this word.
约翰福音第一章我们读的啊，就是在起太初有道。
And he means the very beginning.
是的，在真实。
Doesn't talk about anything else.
没有谈到别的东西。
It talks about the word and it talks about God.
就谈到在起初就是道和神。
It says all things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being.
这是讲到万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And in him was life, and that life was the light of men.
这里面讲到生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
If you recall in Genesis when God said, "Let there be light," there was light.
当我们读到创世纪的时候，他讲到神说有光啊。光就有了。
And recall that light penetrated the darkness and the void.
这些光就照进黑暗中。
Now that's power. That's power that is found in God's word.
这就是能力是在神的工作中显示出来的能力。
We know that by his word, the demons were cast out, and the demons trembled.
神主说话就使这个巫鬼离开人。
So we see that he is sovereign over both the physical, but also the spiritual.
他是对于物质世界，对于灵界都是有这样的权柄。
And as it pertains to the physical,We know that by his word, all creation stands in obedience.
在物质世界中，借着他的话，整个的万物都伏在他的权下。
Remember, by a single word, that storm was calmed.
当主说话的时候，整个的暴风雨就停下来。
With a single word, that fig tree withered.
当主说话，这个无花果树就枯萎。
And we know that also by his word, he is able to drive out illness and death is conquered.
他说话就使人的疾病离开人。
Remember, the lame could walk, the blind could see, the deaf could hear.
瘸腿的行走瞎眼的可以得看见。
And with a word, he was able to raise the dead.
甚至说话他可以使死人复活。
And then also, by his word, he's able to capture the hearts of men.
他说话就使得人心归向神。
And it doesn't have to be a loud word. Remember when the Lord called his disciples, he used a soft word.
当我们的主呼召他的门徒的时候，他用的声音不见得很大声。
And yet that quiet voice contained authority.
但是他这个非常小的声音也有他的权柄。
Recall how he called those fishermen and called Matthew.
他就来呼召这些打鱼的来成为他的门徒。
Two words, follow me.
两个字跟从我。
And yet it contained authority.
但这里面有他的权柄。
And it captured the hearts of man.
使人的心可以归向他。
And these are the power in God's words, and that same power that our Lord Jesus manifested is true today.
这些神话语中的能力也神儿子所显示出来的在今天同样适用。
Just because we don't have the faith to believe it doesn't mean that his word is less powerful today.
有时我们的信心不足但并不是说到神的话没有能力。
You know, I mentioned that Gutenberg Bible earlier. We know that that word was printed in Latin.
我们知道刚才提到的这个德国的这个版本的圣经呢是用着拉丁文。
You know, there was a time when only a select group of people were able to read God's word or even allowed to read God's word.
在那个时候呢，只有非常少数的人，特别的人能够有权利读圣经。
And we, you know, call these the dark ages, but they could also be called that because this was a time when the word of God couldn't exhibit much power.
我们呢，那个叫那个时候呢，是一个黑暗的时期同时呢，也是神的话不能够得到他的能力和彰显的。
This was a time when the word of the Lord rarely divided between bone and marrow, the soul and the spirit.
那时候神的话呢，就不能够使骨和骨髓能够分开。
Remember in Hebrews chapter 4, it tells us that the word of God is living and active, like a two-edged sword.
希伯来书四章十二节，我们记得是讲到神的话是有功效的是活泼的
Piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, both joints and marrow.
比两刃的利剑都快可以使骨与使灵与魂骨与骨节都可以分开。
And now today we have access to these words.
今天我们就可以来支取这样的神的话。
I mean, some of us probably have.Many copies of God's word in our house.
我们有很多的很多的圣经在我们的家中。
And many of us are educated enough to read many different versions, many different translations, or even languages of His word.
我们受过好的教育所以我们可以读很多不同的版本的圣经。
And so we have no excuse not to read it.
我们没有借口我们不读圣经。
We have to realize that there's power in these words, the power to transform lives.
我们要意识到神的话里面有着能力。
And when we attain God's words and have that power, this life can spread to those around us.
当我们借着神的话得到能力的时候神的话也借着我们能够散布到周围。
You know, it rejuvenates us, but it also has this effect in that it edifies those around us.
使我们自己活泼有力, 也使得我们周遭的人,
so just to conclude, you know, we're reminded in Revelation chapter 1.
我们来, 最后总结, 使用到, 启示录第一章,
in verse 3 it says, we're blessed if we read his word, hear it, and heed his word.
启示录一章三节说, 念着书上预言的, 那些听见又遵守其中所记载的, 都是有福的。
And I think it's not only a blessing, but I think there's going to be a time when this will be a covering for us.
不仅是有福的, 我相信在某时候它也可以成为我们的一个遮蔽。
You know, I don't know this for sure, but judging by the way our society is rejecting God and the rate at which our society is rejecting God, you know, there might be a time in the near future when this word is not so accessible to us anymore.
我的自己的估计就是看着我们现在这个时代的发展，还有它背离神的趋势，我们也可能在将来没有办法能够知取神的话。
And it's going to be in these times where those people who have stored God's word in their hearts are going to be like those virgins who have stored up oil in their lamps and are ready to meet the bridegroom.
在那些时候，若是我们能够把那个时候把话已经存在我们心中，我们就可以像童女啊有油啊，可以来在那个时候预备啊迎接主。
So blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载都是有福的，因为日期近了。These
are some of the things that the Lord has been teaching me and impressing upon my heart.
这些就是神最近教导我，在我心中的一个负担。
And certainly it's not something that I've attained to.
这不是我已经达到的一个境界。
It's something that certainly the Lord is teaching me.
是神，主借着这些教导我。
And, you know, I feel like a lot of times I'm stubborn and stiff-necked, just like God's people tend to be.
有时候我觉得我自己是硬着景象，不顺从的，像一些神的儿女一样。
And so I hope that through the working of the Holy Spirit, he might make some of these points alive to many of you.
我希望神藉着圣灵呢，可以使我们今天交通的话呢，能够在我们里面有活泼供应的。And
hopefully this can be a source of encouragement and reminder.
也成为我们的一个提醒，激励。Lord,
we thank you for this morning.
主，我们感谢你今天早上的时间。Thank
you for your presence.
谢谢你的同在。We
thank you that we find life and light in your word.
我们谢谢你让我们在你的话中发现光和生命。
And Lord, in this light, we're reminded of your grace towards us.
在这个光下，我们看到你的话是恩典。
None of us here are worthy to be in your presence.
没有人配在你的面前。
We are not worthy to stand before you, to know you, to know your word.
我们不配来到你面前，来认识你，认识你的话。
But we thank you that that word became flesh and dwelt among men.
但是我们感谢你，道就成了肉身，住在我们当中。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming down to our level to rescue and redeem us.
主，我们谢谢你，到了我们人的这个层次来拯救我们。
We thank you for your grace, and we cry out, how marvelous and how wonderful.
谢谢你的恩典，我们常常惊奇，是何等的稀奇你的恩典。Lord,
we want to thank you.
我们愿意来感谢你。We
pray that your word will abide in our hearts.
求你的话能够在我们的心中居住。We
pray that your spirit would make that word living.
我们求你的灵使这些话成为真实。We
thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.